Good morning, with us our political observer, Alan Chartok. You know, the wind is in the air. It's cold. Here comes winter.
It is. It's coming. And we knew it was coming. But nevertheless, when it gets here, we're all in shock. And that's part of it. Yesterday, the winds were terrible. Electricity went out for a while in Great Barrington. And unfortunately, Roselle was away in our big fight about the generator. It was not in my favor because she wasn't there to see it.
Well, you're going to have to generate some energy, I think, for this week's big vote, which is tomorrow, of course, Election Day. And the question always in these elections is turnout, right, Alan?
Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of people don't turn out. My old mentor at the Eagleton Institute of Politics at Rutgers, Sebastian DeGrazia, long past, I used to say, Sebastian, do you vote? And he said, no, I don't vote. I said, how come? He said, I don't know enough. So there are those people who don't know enough. There are those people who don't vote because they're just lazy. There are those people who have no idea what a vote means to some of these countries where you see people laying down their lives in the streets. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that we refuse to educate ourselves the way that we ought to fully know what the issues are. The Times had a wonderful piece today about Governor Cuomo's reelection, saying he's going to be reelected. And they went around and they asked a lot of people, and a lot of people still are voting for him because of his name. Some people are voting for him because he's done some good things. So that's the way that it works. There's a mixture. And when it comes to state government, to put it mildly, nobody knows nothing.
Well, there was a major report, the UN panel warning of dire effects from lack of action over global warming. This says, in part, the gathering risks of climate change are so profound they could stall or even reverse generations of progress against poverty and hunger if greenhouse gas emissions continue at a runaway pace. These are some of the harshest comments.
David, this is the science. We've been knowing this for years. Al Gore won a Nobel Prize because of it. And one after another, the scientific institutions tell us what's up. And yet, for a few bucks, because of the lethargy, because of the system that we use in terms of our ability to make money, there's this mess. And, you know, here we are with our heads in the sand. It's just awful. It's so frustrating.
Do you think governments can prevent any of this from occurring?
They absolutely could. We're told by the scientists, we've always been told we can stop it, we can begin to reverse it, but we won't do it. We just can't do it. The poorer countries are saying to the richer countries, you did it, now we have to do it. And the people who are doing it, and the United States is right up there, say, we'll do it when somebody else does it, but then we refuse to sign something like the Kyoto Treaty. And look where we're getting ourselves, you know. It's one thing to have a television in every room, but it's another to understand this is our children and our grandchildren we're talking about.